Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast on today. Well, I want to bring back to the broadcast a very, very special person and special guest, and my guest was here, if you know, close to a week ago, and was talking about some very, very important ways that we can not only manage menopause for those who would need to do that, but just other ways to, you know, relax, get rid of stress, and just, you know, kind of be able to really enjoy this experience with our lives, just to really enjoy ourselves and get healthy, get fit. So we know that a lot of people, that's important to people, and I remember for a long time, people didn't always know where exactly to go. And then some people went out and spent a lot of money and still, you know, really didn't feel that much better. So my guest has come up with a way to help people and some ideas and tips that she has, and she shared them here with us a couple days ago, but she had so much information that we invited her to come back again today to finish it up. You know, it's like you start something, you want more, you want to finish it up. So my guest, Denise Marie Williams Beecham, has a program through her company, Diva Pilates and Wellness. So if she's on the line, if she would just hit the number one key, I'll know that that is her, and she's absolutely ready for me to open up her phone line and let you talk to her. If not, then she probably will be on the show any moment, because I did actually contact her. So let's just see. I have a hand raised, and I believe this is Denise of Diva Pilates and Wellness. Is that
good
you?
Good morning. Yes, it is. Awesome. It's me. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to the broadcast again. And I know that you were here last week and all the wonderful things you shared with us, we didn't get a chance to finish. And so we definitely would like for you to, you know, be able to do that, you know, for us today. Definitely want to thank everyone for tuning in, and thank you for following the show and listening in to the broadcast. And as you know, Ms. Denise Marie Williams Beecham, she has a wonderful program entitled Diva Pilates and Wellness. And she is on Facebook. You can find it easily. Just go to facebook.com/Diva, D-E-E-V-A, Pilates, P-I-L-A-T-E-S, Wellness, W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S. So you can easily find it by going to that website, facebook.com/Diva Pilates Wellness. And then when you go there, you're going to find out you also can take part of her blog. It's a very, very powerful blog. And you definitely want to go there as well. And the name of the blog is divawellnessblog.wordpress.com. So if you go there, you can learn some other, you know, first of all, you can learn about, you know, Pilates and wellness and some of the programs that she runs and the classes that she runs, the workshops that she runs. But also you'll get to go and hear about her powerful testimony. You'll also get to learn more about Miss Denise Marie Williams Beecham. But just so that you know, she's actually well-trained. She has a lot of experience. And here's what I love, and the reason why we wanted her to be on All About Entrepreneurs. She is an entrepreneur. She's in business for herself, but she loves what she's doing. She's passionate about it. She's connected to it. She's fully engaged. She's been teaching wellness, and she's a student. She's a student of what she does. She helps a lot of women who are going through all types of debilitating symptoms of premenopause, menopause symptoms, women and men who lead very stressful lives, whether it's lives from their jobs or their personal. So she says that she's on a mission to teach women that they have the power to heal themselves using deep breathing techniques. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Denise. Denise Diva. That's a nice play on words there. The Diva Denise. And yeah, there you go. Diva Denise. Turn it over to Diva Denise. Denise. Take it away.
Good morning, everyone. I'm very happy to be here. Once again, thank you, Felisa, for having me. I definitely appreciate that. And
my pleasure.
Just like last week, I'm all excited again, you know, because there's so much information out there and so many of us just don't know. We have no idea of it at all. And last week we were talking about the deep breathing, and I know a lot of us really, we don't even breathe correctly throughout our day. So I was glad to be able to, you know, talk about that and how important that is that we do spend time just practicing deep breathing, because it really does make a big difference in how your day goes and how you feel throughout the day, as opposed to not practicing deep breathing. And so today I would like to talk about another element that I use, which is called Qigong, because that's a form of martial arts, but it's the non-combative type that I'm talking about here. It's basically involves a lot of easy, flowing movement and nothing combative about it at all. What I like about Qigong is that anybody can do it. You can be bedridden and still do Qigong and get benefits from it. And that you can sit down and do it. You can stand and do it. You know, you can be at work and practice Qigong. You can be outside in the park and practice Qigong. It doesn't matter where you are. You can practice it in anybody. You can be young. You can be old. Doesn't matter. Anyone can practice it and anyone can benefit from it. But I wanted to specifically talk about the Qigong for women who are going through menopause or may have some other health issues, or they're stressed throughout their, you know, from their jobs or from just their life in general, because a lot of that's going around too because of the economy. So practically everyone is stressed. And there are ways to relieve it besides, you know, popping pills or drinking drinks that you don't know what's in it, you know, and possibly damaging your internal organs even more without knowing it. And that can be Qigong, because a lot of, you know, Qigong is huge. It's so big. They have seminars about Qigong. They have actual Qigong seminars. There are literally thousands of forms of Qigong. You have Qigong for self-healing. You have Qigong that's medical, spiritual Qigong. And in hospitals in China, they actually use Qigong as part of a patient's rehab.
Oh.
Okay. So this is how big it really is. It's huge. It's really, really big. And you can find information about it all over the place. And you have simple forms, because like I said, there's literally thousands and thousands of forms of Qigong. And you can you can learn them, and they can be beneficial. But I focus on the Qigong that's cleansing, Qigong for cleansing and detox, and Qigong for women. Those are the two that I focus on in my programs. Because if you try and do some of everything, you'll be all over the place, because it's too much of it. You have to focus on which type you want to utilize and then use it to benefit you for whatever you might be going through in your life. For me, it was the menopause. I mean, it really threw me for a loop, and I mean, I was really going through a lot of issues with it, and the Qigong really helped. You know, they have studies on this. You know, it's an effective stress reliever, but it has other benefits. It can reduce pain. It can aid your digestion. It can improve your circulation. It can increase your cardiovascular and respiratory function, and this is good for people who have asthma. And on top of that, you can achieve a calm state of mind by practicing that. They have studies that show that women who have really debilitating menopause symptoms, they practice Qigong, and after about a year, their symptoms lessened significantly or abated altogether. You know, because as with everything, everybody has a different outcome. So while I can't promise that every woman will have an abatement of their menopause symptoms, I can say that they would find relief on some of them. And that's the low end of it, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I really believe that the majority of women suffering from menopause symptoms can get relief from 75 to 80% of them, if not more. That's just my personal belief because of what I've gone through.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's awesome. And, you know, just, again, the very fact that people have a solution to, you know, stress and being relieved of, you know, various tensions, and definitely the work that you're doing to help, you know, women, and like you said, the pre-menopause and the menopause stages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really good information. And so what types of, you can tell people definitely how they can get in touch with you, but what are some of the simple things that people can do to just even for people who are, you know, feeling stressed, you know, are there like a couple of simple things that people could do just on a daily basis?
Yeah, there are.
Or is this something that people can get from your workshops or your website do you have a book or a DVD? Do you have a TV program?
Right now, I'm working on very soon my website will be up. Right now I have my blog up and I'm on Facebook. So, and I have an email address. Anybody can get in touch with me, because I can show them very, very simple forms of Qigong that can help them get relief. And some of them, and I can say this for myself because I've done it, some of them you feel different the same day that you practice it. The very first day that I practice a certain type of Qigong, I remember this because it's like it happened yesterday, that difference in the way I felt as far as the menopause goes. Did my hot flashes go away? No, they did not go away, not that first day. But the feeling I had inside let me know that what I was doing was definitely going to have a healing result. So if anyone needs to get in touch with me, I heard you tell them earlier about my WordPress, the blog, and my Facebook. And those are definitely two ways you can get in touch with me, divawellnessblog@wordpress.com or facebook.com/divapilateswellness. But you can also email me at divawellness@gmail.com, and I will respond to every request, every email. I will respond to all of them because, like you were saying, my mission is basically I just want to help women feel better. I see and hear things, and I know that people are searching. I know that women are searching. They want that complete wellness. You know, you can go to the gym and you can work out every day, but if you're not getting wellness on the global 360 degrees, then you're not achieving that complete wellness. And this is what's causing a lot of women to not feel well, because they're only getting it on the physical. You're building muscles, but inside, you're not cleansed inside. You're not cleansed internally. You don't have that mind-body connection, and that's what's missing when people are working out. The mind-body connection is not always there, and this is what you need to get that really well feeling inside as well as outside. This is what's going to make it show on your face, give you that glow, give you that beauty, give you that radiance that you're looking for that you had before menopause started. A lot of women complain, you know, before menopause, my skin glowed, I had this, I had that. You can get that back, but you have to be open to changing your mindset, number one, and changing the way you look at your own wellness. Just going to the gym may not work for you anymore. You need something in addition to that, because I'm not saying that if you practice Qigong and deep breathing that you should give up going to the gym and working out. No, that's not what I'm saying. You can incorporate what I trained you and do that in addition to your workout. Or you can just train with me and I can teach you all three, the deep breathing, Qigong, and the Pilates, which is a strengthening workout that you don't have to lift weights and get the same benefits as if you did, because you have to use your body to do those Pilates movements. So it can all work very well for you, but the difference between my program and others is that I incorporate the whole entire body for wellness, from the mental to the physical, internally and externally. And that's what we need. That's what's missing. That's what we've been missing. And I've been working out for years. Okay, I've lifted weights. I've done it all. Bench pressed more than I used to weigh at times. Done it all. Been there. Done that. Have the T-shirt to go along with it. And it worked. Yes, it did, when I was in my 20s and 30s. And before I started menopause, yes, I was still working out. Not bench pressing like that, but I was still doing a lot of working out. I was always very athletic and always worked out. But I did notice that once I became closer to entering menopause and then once it started, those workouts did not do the same things for me at all. I mean, I would finish a workout and feel more tired than I did before I started, and that was not the case for me before that. I would work out and be energized forever. I was one of those people who couldn't work out at night because if I did, I wouldn't sleep because I'd be so wired from it. And at this time, I was at the point where I would work out and would be so tired, I couldn't even finish the workout. And I knew something was wrong. Okay, wait a minute. Go to the doctor. There's no problems. I have no high blood pressure. I don't have anything going on. But why am I not feeling well? So when menopause did hit and I started doing all of my research, I found out why. So these additional components that I call energy elements, deep breathing and Qigong, those are the two things that I needed to boost my workout to get me back on track, to get me feeling well again. And it does work. And that's what a lot of women are looking for.
Wow. Well, I'm going to bring on another person who may also have, I see you're in the studio, Cassandra, and good morning and welcome. And Cassandra, we're working on some exciting, Cassandra and I are working on some exciting projects, but I just wanted to acknowledge and also thank those of you who are tuned in. And if, again, if you have any questions, just call in, but I'm going to open Cassandra's mic. But I also just want to, good morning, Cassandra. How are you?
Good morning. I am enjoying the show. This is awesome.
Good morning, yes, Cassandra. Nice to meet you.
Yes, thank you.
Yes,
wanting to hear more.
Okay, well, I didn't know if you had a specific question for Denise. As you hear her talking about these activities and these things that people can do for the total person wellness, physical, mental, emotional, and also we know that that will impact us spiritually when we are, you know, just really tuned into who we are and how we're feeling. But I also wanted to make, but one second, I just wanted to make sure that Denise, did we get a confirmation, Denise, that you're going to be at our event in August, so I can let people know it's August the 16th. So you can let me know that, but I'll let Cassandra now have a word and see if she has any thoughts about what you're working
yes.
on.
Yes, this sounds great. As a person that is, I guess you could say a novice, what does that word mean, and how, I'm not understanding specifically how it helps you. So if you could explain that, that would be great.
Okay, first let me explain exactly what Qigong is. It's an ancient Chinese system of energy medicine and self-healing because it uses breathing techniques in conjunction with meditation and gentle movements. And what it does is it stimulates the qi, pronounced C-H-E. And qi is the term for life force energy, okay? So basically, Qigong literally means working with the qi, because Qigong involves improving the circulation of qi so that you can get that state of tranquility. And women, when we enter menopause, we all have this natural energy. But when we enter menopause, that energy gets disturbed, which is reason why we have all of these symptoms, because now everything is out of balance, okay? In Chinese medicine, the circulation of the qi to them is very important, okay? They have a system, a medicine system that functions on the principle that the cause of physical illnesses are related to an imbalance of the qi. And to me, that was very important, and it made a lot of sense to me because every time your body goes through something, say you had surgery, and a lot of people, when they come out of surgery, they feel good for like the first few months, but then they wonder, well, why am I not feeling so well? Because that energy balance is still upset because you had that surgery. You've been taking medications. All of these things disturb your natural energy. And Qigong addresses that, okay, and it helps you get that balance of energy back. So in the system, in that particular system, There is no such thing as disease, only illnesses caused by either too much qi or too little qi in certain areas of the body. And Qigong allows people to heal themselves by moving that qi that has built up in the body. So what that means is you have to release it and redistribute it and gain a balance. I can go on and on and on and on about this because it's so vast, the information about Qigong and the benefits of it for the body. But as I was saying earlier, my focus basically is for women.
Right.
We take on so much as women, and we forget about the total person wellness. Okay, we're busy doing for others, but you have to do for yourself. Qigong actually helps you focus on removing things that do not serve you anymore. So if you have some issues from childhood, from a bad marriage, from a bad job, a friendship gone sour, people who might have hurt you, all of those things don't serve you anymore, and all they do is take your body to a place where you are not balanced and you're not calm inside. You can't practice Qigong and hold on to that stuff at the same time. It's impossible because you have to get your mind involved. Qigong is about regaining your radiance, raining down energy over your body, positive energy, raining down the love, raining down the light, raining down the joy. You can't have those things with those negative things hanging on. So you have to release that and remove that negative energy because it doesn't serve you. It really doesn't. Okay? Yes?
What exactly are you doing? Is it a type of a yoga or exercise?
No, it's not yoga. It's not yoga. Qigong is a form of martial art, but it's a non-combative form.
Oh, it's martial. Okay.
Yeah,
now,
but
how
it's
do
a
you
non-
spell that to look up more information? How do you
it's
spell
that? It's spelled Qigong. And you're going to see it called by a lot of different things, but when you put that in the search engine, that you'll come up with so much information.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds fascinating. So you're saying, for instance, there's a lady that I know, and she's always, you know, just depressed, and she says she can hardly clean her house, and things aren't going right with a few people. So you're saying that's because of the energy, the negative energy going on, or because she is not whole inside? Is that, can you help me explain?
I don't know her story, so I can't really say, and I don't know why she's depressed or anything like that or why things are not working for her. But what I can only speak from a personal experience of my own, and I've had those symptoms that you're telling me that your girlfriend, your friend has. I've been depressed, been down that road. And I tried a lot of different things. That's all I can tell you that. But and even back before I even knew about Qigong and I was in therapy, you know, dealing with some issues, somebody suggested to me that I should start meditating and deep breathing, and I did. And I got more results from the meditating and deep breathing than I did from the actual counseling sessions, and that's the God's honest truth. But this is my own personal experience. Now, when I went into menopause, a lot of those things came back, and I had to deal with them, and I did not go to the doctor because I didn't want a pill. Keep in mind, I'm speaking for myself, not anybody else. I'm not going to tell anybody else, do not go to the doctor or do not take your pills. You follow your doctor's orders if that's what you were told. But I chose not to go to the doctor, and I decided to deal with this the same way I dealt with it all those years ago. But this time I also added Qigong with it. And all I can say is it helped me a lot. I know the depression had a lot to do with the fact that I wasn't working at the time and I was going through menopause. So those two things together just really sent me. into an area that I didn't want to be in, you know, as far as being depressed. But I didn't stay there long. So in answer to your question, I think that it could be something that she could try. And I believe, my personal belief is that she will find some type of relief. That's my personal belief.
Awesome, awesome. So when you do meditating, are you focusing on a particular thing or saying a particular statement when you meditate, or you just suggest people find what works for them, like a scripture, something like that?
I always tell people to go try to be in an environment that makes them feel the most comfortable and safe. That's the most important, where you feel really safe and very comfortable. I tell people if they want to, they can put on some relaxing music, light some candles, put on a certain type of clothing that makes them feel comfortable, preferably something loose, and open a window where you can see nature, you know, some trees, some grass, some green. The only thing I would say is not to practice Qigong in like a storm, because the elements are upset. You don't want to bring that energy into your body. So if there's a storm going on, the best thing to do is just sit and relax and enjoy that. But I wouldn't practice around there, because you don't want that environment to enter into your body. But other than that, anything that makes you comfortable. Now, if repeating a certain scripture makes you feel really, really good and calm, then yes, I'm all for that. Some people just like to meditate in a way where their mind is empty, and that's not easy to do, because if you're stressed, you got a million things going through your mind. So you really have to work at that, and if you can master that, you get some really great results. They have something in Qigong called standing meditation. And if you can do it for a minute, you have achieved a lot. And you can really, really get into that in a way where you actually will feel your body swaying as if it's in a gentle breeze. And the relief of it is unbelievable. So I tell people to do whatever makes them comfortable as far as meditating, because everybody can't meditate the same way. Some people need to visualize a candle flame, and that helps them clear their mind. Some people need to visualize a sunset, and that helps them clear their mind. Others may like to repeat a scripture, and that helps them. Whatever helps you get your mind off of all of those negative influences is fine, if it whatever works for you. Running
that's
water.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I used to meditate with water, like I had a water tower, and that's what I used to meditate with also.
A water tower?
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever seen them. You can buy small tabletop ones, or you can buy the big wall standing ones, and it's just water, like water falling. You might have seen them in stores, or if you go online, you can look them, but they're called water towers, and they're very relaxing, because it's just, you hear this water, and it's just flowing, and it's really, really nice.
Oh, you know what? I bought a CD once that had I love the sound of water. I just love the sound. And it had the sound of water flowing through a lake, a river, and that's what the whole CD was. It was very relaxing. So, yeah, I do know what you mean. That sounds awesome. So this is something you basically do by yourself. You don't do it in a group.
You can do it in a group. You can do it alone. You can do it in the group. Doesn't matter. Two people, two friends can do it. You can go to a park with your friend and do it. You can have a group of people. It doesn't matter.
Okay, so if you're new to this and you wanted to try it, you would have, you know, like I'm in Missouri, so you would be able to, like, direct me to someone in this area, or is there a Qigong site to go to find other folks
you,
that
you can go online and look to see if there are any Qigong practitioners in your area. I'm about to set up where I'm going to have videos of myself instructing certain Qigong forms. And as soon as that's up and running, I will definitely have that posted on my website and on my blog and everything. But in the meanwhile, yes, you can go online. You can check to see if there are any Qigong practitioners anywhere in your neighborhood. Or you can go look online for different types of CDs that, where you can pretty much train yourself. And, you know, in basic Qigong, it all depends on what you're looking for because there's really, there's so much. I knew what I wanted because I knew what I wanted to achieve with it. So I focused on Qigong for detox and Qigong for women.
Okay.
So
now, what is
you
your
have,
website and your Facebook name again? Because I think we're all
okay. My Facebook is facebook.com/DivaPilatesWellness.
Okay, and was Diva the D-I-V-A Pilates?
No, it's D-E-E-V-A.
Oh, okay. D-E-E-V-A Pilates Wellness. Okay,
yes.
.com.
And
all
if
right.
you want to look on my blog, it's divawellnessblog.wordpress.com.
Diva Wellness, go ahead.
Blog. .wordpress.com. And
awesome.
You can, my story is on there. There's a lot of information. I post on there every week, and I welcome any comments that, that come.
Well,
okay,
this is
so.
Great. Yes, Alicia, I've really enjoyed this guest you've had on the show. This is awesome. Absolutely
awesome. Thank you. We're out of time. It's been great. Yeah, well, she was on last week. This was part two. She has so much wonderful information. And she's the young lady that I spoke about meeting as I was running for office. Yes. So, Denise, thank you so much. We only have about 2 minutes left, and I don't want to just be cut off in mid-sentence. So, but I want to thank you for coming on and sharing with us today, part two of how to get that energy back and get it flowing in our lives and de-stress and undepress. So,
well, I thank you for having me. It's definitely been a pleasure for me and a privilege, and I'm truly, truly honored. I thank you so much, and it's nice to meet you.
Yes, it was nice meeting you also.
Cassandra,
you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
great meeting you.
Okay, yeah, we have some great more information we're going to be sharing with you. And Denise, don't forget, if there's any way you're available on Saturday, August, just for those of you also listening in, Saturday, August the 16th, 9 to 5, we'll be at the Newark Marriott, the brand new Marriott, downtown Newark on Broad Street, right on the other side of the Prudential Center. It is our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. So we're asking entrepreneurs to come show your products and services, all types of businesses, marketing experts, authors, Diva Pilates certified people. We don't have
okay,
a Diva
I'm
Pilates.
Gonna. I'll definitely let you know for sure because that sounds like something I would love to do.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Women, for the past 2 years, about 60%, 60-70% of our women who attended the event for the past 2 years were definitely in premenopausal or menopausal stages, and so probably could benefit a lot from what you had to say. And then even the women that were in their 20s or so, they probably could put it, you know, and start practicing and be prepared. And
exactly.
Just like you said, not just that. There are other stresses, especially these days. Young people sometimes go through more things than we can ever imagine that can stress
them
out. Yes,
they do.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
they
sometimes
do.
Sometimes it's us, the parents, that stress them. Well, that's a joke. We don't want to stress our children, right?
No.
No,
we don't. I mean, I don't have any children, but I have nieces and nephews who think they're mine, and I definitely don't want to stress them.
But yet we see them all the time. The first thing they will tell you is that, so that's a whole other show where we talk about who's stressing who. Are the children stressing parents or are the parents? That's a different show, different program, unless there's an entrepreneur out there business where you help parents stop stressing their children. So, so thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Sounds like a business idea. You know, we launch businesses on this show every single day. So we're here Monday through Friday, just so that you know if it's your first time ever tuning in. Again, we thank you and welcome you to the show. This is all about entrepreneurs. We're here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. We ask you to tune back in. You can listen to the show by dialing 347-945-7991. You can listen through the website, blogtalkradio.com/AAE show. Please connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You have a way to get in touch with us if you have any comments or questions. And we have some new exciting programs and things that we're going to launch on Monday. So make sure you tune in Monday. I have a huge, huge surprise for you on Monday, something that we've absolutely never done before in the history of our show. We've been on the air for about 7-8 years. We've never done this, so we're doing something absolutely brand new that we've never done. You want to tune in and you want to find out about it. This is the best possible time to be connected with All About Entrepreneurs. And again, Cassandra, thank you so much for coming to the mic with those powerful questions for our guests.
Thank you. I love it. I love this show.
It's rocking, girl, because you're rocking.
Thank you.
We're rocking and rolling. We're snap, crackle, pop. Listen. Oh, my God.
You know what I love to say? Have a super expialidocious day. Yes, we can do it. We can rock it.
We rock it. That's right.
Expialidocious day.
For Calanosha Day.
Okay. I haven't heard that word in a while.
I know.
Hey, I've got great energy.
Listen, there you go.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go. You see how well Denise fits in. Listen, girl, we're going to be like energy bunny on steroids.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to throw this and give it away, okay?
Okay.
Listen, what the world needs now is energy, baby. The world needs energy.
That's right. That's right. Energy. That's exactly what we need. We need to be super women running around here now. We need that.
Positive energy, yes.
That's
absolutely
right, positive energy. That's what we need. That's what the world needs.
We're going to need you back, Denise.
We're going to give it to
them. We're going to need you back, and I dare say that the world, we have it, but we just got to begin to embrace it. It's all here.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's here. It's right here in front of us. We just have to tap into it. That's all we have to do, tap into it.
And share it.
Share it with the world. Well, let me tell you something. When that energy is around you, the world can't help but to respond to it because it's radiant. They can't help but to respond to it and want to know where you got it from.
You're on to something. Because when you give people,
go ahead. 2 seconds.
When you give people power-packed possibilities, okay, give them that 1-2 jab, punch, you can make it, baby.
There
you
go.
Can do it. Oh my God!
Hello, ladies. That's all. That is. come back tomorrow for some more. Come back for some more.
Okay. Have a good day, everybody.
Yes,
take care.
You.
Thank you, Lalisa.
Welcome. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.